Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 360 in A Course in Miracles book, A Course of Love, A Course in Miracles workbook, I should say. And I'm joined this morning with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. So before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Peace be to me, the Holy Son of God. Peace to my brother, who is one with me. Let all the world be blessed with peace through us.
Father, it is your peace that I would give, receiving it of you. I am your son, forever just as you created me. For the great rays remain forever still and undisturbed within me. I would reach to them in silence and in certainty, for nowhere else can certainty be found. Peace be to me and peace to all the world. In holiness were we created, and in holiness do we remain. Your Son is like you in perfect sinlessness, and with this thought we gladly say, Amen.
Peace be to me, the Holy Son of God. Peace be to my brother, who is one with me. Let all the world be blessed with peace through us. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Well, this lesson is the last lesson in response to the question, what am I? And what we know at this point, after this year of reading the workbook lessons and studying the textbook and the Course in Miracles, if this is your first year, congratulations. There's a lot to take in here because it is a thought reversal system. It's completely different than what the world presents. The world is an upside-down, made-up, imaginative, wild ride of a tiny, mad idea. The examination of the experience of a tiny, mad idea. What would it be like to be separate from God? What would it be like to be separate from love? What would it be like to be separate from self, our true self? And at this time of the year, last week being Christmas and this coming week being the new year, we can rejoice in the final message of A Course in Miracles. Peace, be still. That peace is with us. It is us. We are the miracle. We are the truth. We, the individuations of the Christ mind. The universal consciousness is one, and we are all the same within it, even though we are all unique within it as well. This has been a wonderful year. We've faced many challenges, but at the same time, when we're seen through the eyes of love, we see a transformation happening, a wonderful transformation, a shift of consciousness, an ascension of consciousness for the world that we live on. And peace is the result of staying focused on self-realization. We are blessed through the blessings of the teaching of our brother Jesus. We are blessed through the understanding and knowing of the great rays that reside within our heart. We are truly blessed because God has created us perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. And we must see ourselves therefrom.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. I love the I love that this question, what am I, occurs during this time of year. And, you know, yesterday being Christmas and today the end of this section on what am I. What we are is holy and beloved, rays of the all that is, the extension and expression of the Creator. And as a ray to the sun, each of us is of that sonship. Each of us is an aspect of that sun. And that is what I celebrate at Christmas, is the remembrance of that birth, of the truth of what I am and what my brothers and sisters are. And that even the angels in the story, that the angels were declaring peace, that with the birth of the Christ, of the Christ consciousness within in each of us, when the dawning of that occurs upon our consciousness, that universal consciousness, there can be nothing but peace. The angels sang and told the shepherds, do not be afraid. Peace be unto all this day. And that is what I know for myself and for each of us as we release the concept of sin, that we see with the eyes of Christ the sinlessness, that all are children of God, all are of God. All messengers of truth. Peace be to me, holy child of God. Peace be to me, the holy child of God, and to my brothers and sisters who are one with me. Let all the world be blessed with peace through us. What else is there to say other than amen, and so be it.
So it is.
And so it is, and so we are.
Yes, we are. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for being with us throughout this year, throughout this book, and throughout our journey. You are dearly loved. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send